Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Disconnect. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Zach Hayes, and as you know, my co-host, as always, Phil Hayes.
What's going on?
Morning, Phil.
Morning.
So we teased this last week.
Yeah.
And we said we were going to talk about this theory about the internet that I had never heard of before. This is brand new to me, and I came across it, but it really makes you think. And that theory is being called the dead internet theory.
Yeah.
And basically, what it boils down to is, in a nutshell, we'll put it in a nutshell, and then we'll talk about it for everybody else. But in a nutshell, the dead internet theory proposes that the internet as we know it is completely being controlled by AI.
Right.
None of what you see is real. The content that's being created, the memes, the profiles, the comments, the blog articles, all of that is being created by AI because there is just too much of it for it to be created by human beings.
Right. And it's all just kind of there to keep us engaged.
Exactly. To keep us so by that definition, it's obviously not 100% because we know people post, but it's to say that the engagement that you're receiving and the interaction that's taking place and the things that try to provoke us are AI created.
Right. And that's something I've noticed on TikTok, especially. I would have to look. I'll look on my phone at some point here. I have a, you know, couple hundred followers or something.
But on TikTok?
Yeah, and maybe not even that many. But like, the thing is all those followers, they're all bullshit accounts.
They're bots.
Yeah, they're all bots. Every single one of them. I get a thing like every day where I get like 2 to 3 people where it's like, this person started following you. This person started following you. It's all just like, you know,
a fake account,
a generic picture of a girl. There's no videos. There's no nothing. And it's like, why?
And that used to be called catfishing.
Right.
That used to be called catfishing to the point where it's like, okay, somebody's creating a fake profile to where they don't really want to put themselves out there, but they'll pretend to be somebody else. And in reality, that has kind of gone by the wayside. Catfishing is not really as predominant as it used to be, but it's bots now that are taking over. And I tend to believe that, Phil, because you see, how many people do you actually engage with online and how much content do you actually create versus what you see being created online? Because when you look at people, you're like, how does this have 5.5 million likes when it's only been posted for, let's say, 24 hours.
Yeah, it seems like that it comes out of nowhere. And especially again with TikTok. TikTok is one where like I look at the people's likes over because it shows like their likes over time and it's like millions and millions and millions. And it's like, okay, I don't know how that happens because especially with the algorithm too, it's supposed to not reach everybody because if you're not interested in it,
and it won't.
No, and I have 245 followers on TikTok. And it's like, for what? I posted like 3 videos like way in the beginning when I got it. And it all is like, it's just all generic bullshit accounts.
Well, because the platform wants you to use said platform. They want you to create the content to put out there to its other users.
Yeah.
So and TikTok has said this before, the first thing you post is probably going to get the most engagement because they want you, if you posted once, they want to give you a reason to continue to post. So whether that's more followers, more likes, more engagement, they are going to spread that across their platform more so than your second, third, and fourth post because they want you to become that creator. Now, it's not just TikTok. I was watching a video on this theory and I did come across some numbers on other platforms. And it says that about 10% of Instagram accounts are bots.
Right.
16% of Facebook accounts are bots. And they've already removed literally billions of accounts that they flagged as basically AI.
Yeah, I believe it.
And there is a person on Instagram called Little Michaela.
Okay.
And Little Michaela has 3.5 million followers.
Yeah.
Her account has generated $12 million in sponsored ads and posts.
Okay.
She's fake.
Yeah.
She doesn't exist. Nobody manages that account. It is completely AI driven to where it is creating the photos.
Yeah.
Creating the post, creating the verbiage for it. And that is mind blowing to me that,
right,
that it can have that much engagement and that much ability to generate revenue.
Yeah.
And it's nothing. It's fake.
Well, and that's why all this stuff just starts not making any sense to me at all, because I don't understand like what, how, like ad wise and stuff. Why? I don't get it. I'm sorry, but I get lost when it comes to stuff like this.
Well, you know, part of it are the companies themselves.
Right.
The companies will create they'll run a program that instructs AI how to make an account, how to like, follow, share.
Right.
Which we all know, we talked about the algorithm a couple weeks ago in what we saw,
yeah,
increase in the increase we saw in listenership based on our title. Now they'll do savvy things behind the scenes to pull the strings and make it appear as though more people like this. And, you know, for the most part, the society, we're a society of sheep. If, yeah, are you more likely to like a post that has 5 likes, or are you more likely to like a post that has 5 million likes? Well, right, you don't want to be one of 5. You want to be one of a million, or one of 5 million, because it's easier to kind of say, okay, all these other people like this. Well, I can like it too, but you don't want to like something that, why do only 5 people like this?
Yeah. And that's where I see like such trash accounts sometimes that seem like the content is such garbage, and it's like got so many likes and shares and this and that. And I'm like, why that one? And I think it's because of that. Like the AI is just kind of like finagling that one, yeah, to get higher up.
Well, it's no different than I can't look at the, you know, we're such a data driven society now, and everything is about, look at the analytics, look at the engagement,
right?
How many likes did you get? How many follows did you get? How many people tuned into this?
Yeah.
But in reality, we don't know that those numbers are real.
No.
I can't look at the episode that, by the way, that World War III episode continues to gain about 10%, gotcha, a week in listenership.
What
every
about the
week.
Trump one?
No effect.
Nope.
No effect.
Okay.
Yeah, that experiment that we did, let's name it Trump banned from YouTube, that did absolutely nothing.
That one doesn't surprise me as much, though, because it's like Trump, that might not be getting, like, I feel like Trump is kind of a weird one.
Well, the Trump stuff too, right now, to change gears a little bit, mm-hmm, he's coming to Washington Township, I think next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's going back to that Total Sports where he, yeah, had that big rally before. He's coming, right, there to speak. He's been having rallies in Georgia. You know, there was that gas station over by our warehouse.
Yeah.
They set up a little Trump stand. They were selling
that
Let's Go Brandon t-shirts, yeah, and flags. And I will say, he didn't look very busy.
No,
he didn't look very busy. I think that worship time of that MAGA crowd is dwindling a little bit, because they did say the Georgia turnout was less than what they were anticipating. So it'll be really interesting to see. I think the one out here in Macomb County in Washington Township is going to be big.
Yeah,
because he's got such a large base here. But we'll just have to wait and see. I think April 2nd, he's coming to Washington Township. But wow, regardless, that's what I mean. Like those are the kind of things, like, are, you know, you go back to, let's stay on that MAGA train right now. Let's stay, mm-hmm, on that. Is it the AI that is dividing us and creating this us versus them? And I'll go one step further on that theory, Phil, because I think you can say absolutely it's a lot of these fake accounts that are engaging with posts and going back and forth with people online. But I'll go one step further. Is that how AI takes over? Is AI that smart where it knows what it's doing to gaslight us as individuals, us as society, to drive us so far apart that we basically make way for the AI to take over?
Yeah, I definitely think that that could be the situation, because if they're looking to get in, just their job is to get more engagement, right? It's like,
whose job?
AI.
Not necessarily.
No,
not necessarily. AI's job is what AI deems its job to be, or what it's programmed to be. And once AI becomes self-aware, AI's overall mission or goal is whatever AI determines. And that's the whole scary part about AI, is that we think we're in control of it, but ultimately we're playing checkers and they're playing chess.
Yeah.
There's that analogy that says, or not an analogy, but it's this theory that basically says, once AI becomes self-aware, it will be so smart as to know how to ensure that its own self-awareness is undetectable to humans.
Right.
Because there's like a litmus test that they go through with these things, but the AI would be smart enough to cover its tracks to know the answers that the humans are looking for.
Well, see, that's my whole thing, is I would just assume that's what it would want to do, is to like create more engagement. Like, I don't think that like it's done on purpose. I don't think people like, but I do think that it's overall goal would be to like keep people engaged with it. And like, I feel like I could
distracted
tell.
Maybe.
Yeah. And I feel like you can tell when there's a bot account, because it's like, I'll see, it's kind of like worded funny.
The English is somewhat off.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a generic picture. And it's like, you see somebody going back and forth with this thing. And it's just, to me, something doesn't add up with like, it doesn't seem right. Like the responses aren't spot on. But I think it will get better and better over time.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And you've seen where, and I wonder if some of that too is just people from other countries.
I've thought that.
Where the English, it's a little bit of a broken English, and they don't stand, or they don't really understand proper grammar, but you get that from a lot of Americans these days too now.
Right.
But the, where was I going with this? It is the, just like anything else, there are very smart people and there are very dumb people.
Right.
There could be very smart AI that knows where to hide and knows how to cover its tracks so that it can't be detected. And then there's dumb AI. And those are the accounts that get flagged by, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and removed. Those are part of the billions that have been, we shook the tree, the rotten apples fell out, but they're still the good ones that are hanging there. And I wonder if that is the AI that has already become self-aware and that is producing. We've seen how great some of those deep fake videos are.
Yeah. Those are great.
Those are, but those are,
they're scary. Yeah.
You could do that with anybody. You could do it with a president. You could do it with, a coworker.
Yeah.
You could do it with anybody, and you can never believe what you see anymore. And that's, I think, part of the part that's so perplexing to people is that we have this situation where we can't really believe what we see anymore.
Yeah.
And a picture is no longer worth 1,000 words. Now, staying relevant and current, you asked, are we going to talk about the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap? And I said, I'll find a way to tie this all together.
Right.
Well, here's your example of that. The divide on whether that was real or staged is basically more interesting to me than the actual event that occurred.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I don't understand how people would think that it was staged at this point. But
I mean, I think it's split down the middle, Phil. It's half and half, because people will take still shots of what happened.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, look at Chris Rock. He's bracing himself. He's got one foot forward. He's ready for it. They're both smiling. Like,
yeah, that's, you could be wincing.
You can be wincing in a photo, and it can look like a smile depending on when they capture it. Now, you know, and we're in this arena where nobody believes anything right now.
Right.
So something where, and I personally think it was real.
Yeah.
I think he lost his shit.
Yeah,
Chris,
me too.
Chris Rock was, he was lost for words. Will Smith might be that good of an actor.
Right.
Chris Rock is not. Yeah. Anybody, I've watched Chris Rock for decades now. I've seen him act. He's okay.
He's not that good.
He ain't Will Smith.
Right. And plus my whole thing with that is what would Will Smith gain out of that? Like, I don't understand why he would do something like that.
Well, like our brother Sean said, he wants to live up to the new gritty
right.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot, and he wants to look hard, but he's still, I made the comparison. Yeah. He's still making silly TikToks of Shrek pre-Oscars. Right. Like, it's not, he's still a goofy guy.
Yeah, no, I think it was something in the moment where I think,
Jada shot him a look.
Man, I swear I just feel like if my wife went on like a podcast and was talking about, you know, all the things that she's talked about on her Red Table Talk podcast, yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, but I don't know the specifics of that, of what she has said. I know there's things about their open relationship and their open marriage, but we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. She might say, you care if I talk about this?
He said, no, I think it was out there that he said that, like, he didn't know going to talk about that. And he said, yes, we were in an open marriage, but I didn't expect her to talk about that. And that's the thing, is that Will Smith is like fed up with her, and like, he's taking it out on, Chris Rock, because that the joke wasn't that bad. I mean, it was pretty
well,
tame.
I don't want to get into that end of things either, because it's like, if you're in that situation, who knows? I mean, but to me, Jada Pinkett Smith has always looked like that.
Yeah, I didn't.
She's since the 90s. She cut off her dreads.
And she's always been bald, right?
She's always been bald since, the last 30 some odd years, I think.
And I know it wasn't, you know, shaved down like that, but I mean, to the average viewer who's not like a huge fan of her, like,
I would say is probably 90% of the audience.
Yeah, I would say her hair has always been that way.
Right.
And
obviously not, because it constituted a joke. Because
right.
If it wasn't different, then there's no joke.
Yeah.
Right?
So it must
be somewhat different.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is like...
And it was a bad joke. It was stupid. It was
good.
That movie's 30 years old too.
Right. It wasn't a good joke, that's for sure. I just think Will Smith is some type of crazy to go up there and do that. And I understand, like, because I've heard a lot of people saying, like, he defended his wife, like, people should do that. Man, not in that type of way. Like,
it's open season on comedians, because at this point, hey, Will Smith did it.
Did you see that Andrew Schultz? You see his, like, intro to his latest podcast?
Yeah,
that was pretty nasty. But I agree with it, because I think he's sitting there, because, you know, for people that didn't see it, it was just,
he was really
bashing Will Smith.
Oh,
and it's
that,
like,
that, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I think he's saying, like, I'm not going to hold back. So, like,
right.
comedians come at me if
yeah,
you want.
Exactly.
Or and actors, whoever.
Well, that's the thing. You can't do that. So what now, somebody who is in, if you're at the Comedy Castle.
Right.
And you're on stage, or somebody's on stage, and
yeah.
Somebody who's on stage calls you out.
Yeah.
In the audience, you're there. There's an expectation that that you are
fair game. Yeah.
Now, if I was to go up to somebody and they made a joke about me, and I go up and I slap them in the face,
yeah,
I'm gonna be arrested for assault.
Right.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe the fact that there's an existing relationship there between Chris Rock and Will Smith, that changes things a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's just the whole thing of like, see, cause I would have thought it would have been more staged. It maybe would have crossed my mind that it was staged if he were like taken out. I think the fact that he wasn't
Yeah, because nobody knew what
real.
Yeah, nobody knew what to do with it. Well, and it was the response.
Yeah,
it was dropping the F-bomb twice. Right. It was Chris Rock not having a witty comeback.
Yeah.
Because he was afraid to say something else.
Yeah.
Because who knows what would happen after that.
Well, that was what was most telling to me was after he, after Will Smith said it the second time, he was like, okay, I will.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, he doesn't know what to say.
Well, and he, you, there was, Chris Rock said something like, oh, I could, like he right. could, like thinking like, oh man, I could say something right now. Like,
see, I didn't catch that, but
I was thinking like, oh, you know, here's a good one. You could have been like, man, that's the biggest hit Will Smith has had in a while. You know what right. I mean? Cause it's like, it's King Richard.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many people are rushing to watch that movie?
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, did you see I feel like the stance Will Smith took when he did it. It was like a boxing stance or something.
He's Ali.
I know.
He played Ali.
But that's the thing. Like, go after Chris Rock.
Yeah, Rock is what, maybe 175 soaking wet?
Yeah, and that, like, the guy that his wife was talking about having, like, an entanglement with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but like, I just found that out that it was like one of their son's like buddies. That guy was that like Augustine or whatever the guy's name is.
Know.
Okay. So like go slap the shit out of that dude.
Well, but he's okay with it.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. I don't know.
He's angry.
Well,
now he's
okay.
angry.
But either way that I couldn't tell from that. Okay. So either way, let's get off that topic. Go back to the whole case in point. The divide is real.
Yeah.
Hollywood staged it. It's a distraction from something else.
Right.
It was a publicity stunt for the Oscars. It got people talking about the Oscars. They had the lowest ratings in decades last year. They had 10 million viewers. This year was a little better at 15. You wonder how many of those people tuned in after that.
Yeah.
So, but it shouldn't surprise us in today's time that we can all watch the same thing unfold and come away with two separate theories or two separate interpretations. And if we can't, if we can't decide on that, what makes us think that we can be on the same page about all the stuff that's happening in Ukraine, all the misinformation that's coming out of the Russia and Ukraine situation? We know early on there was so much of the video, the narrative, all of that.
Yeah.
Go back even to the whole Hunter Biden laptop thing.
Yeah.
This whole, that was Russian disinformation prior to the election. Now, 2 years later, we're finding out that, oh, wait a second, that laptop was real.
Right.
And
of course it was.
So Russian misinformation or AI trying to divide us? Like, we can't trust anything. We can't trust that an article was written by Abby Johnson of the New York Times, or if it was written by 100100 chatbot.
Right. And see, that's the thing, is I don't trust anything. And even this with the Will Smith situation, the Hunter Biden laptop, all that, the stuff that ever comes out, I have my strong beliefs on it, but I wouldn't 100%, I wouldn't put anything on it. It's like, no, of course, if it came out that was set up, like, yeah, okay, I sure.
Yeah, but profile pictures, who people are matching on with Tinder.
Right.
How can you trust anything in the internet? And the answer is you can't. So we need to be very cautious about how we move forward with this. Back in the day, before the internet had really blown up as a reference tool.
The good old days.
Do you remember in school, when you would go down to the library, probably middle school, high school age, you could reference a card catalog. You were not allowed to use the internet as a reference on your papers.
No.
We all had to cite your references.
Yeah.
You were not allowed to use that information that you came across.
Right.
Now, some might argue that back then, the odds of finding more accurate information were much more likely in the early days of the internet, because now you go on Google and you search for something, good luck finding the answer.
Right.
Good luck finding a relevant page that is not either one of those clickbait type sites.
Yeah.
Now though, you can use the internet all day for references on papers.
Right.
You would almost exclusively use internet references on your papers. Right. So that's where we're getting this crossover of like, trust the data, trust the analytics, trust the, we're so much better off because we can break down and analyze things.
Yeah.
But it's all wrong. It's not right.
And it stresses me out because you know how many times, like when I'm looking things up where I'm like, is this right? Is this wrong? And then you go to the next site and it tells you the opposite of what you're looking for. And then it goes back and forth. And then there's one in the middle and you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I can't think straight because I don't know what I'm supposed to be using. And like I remember using like the Dewey Decimal System and stuff. And like Dewey, like he's done
hey,
for.
Dewey.
Yeah. Dewey, you're a goner because
yeah. Car catalogs are almost only used in home decor now.
Yeah.
Old card catalogs.
The internet has ruined everything. I swear to you, because I always have this debate with our brother Sean, where like he's 100% no, the internet is great. I think the internet has ruined things. And yes, there's been a lot of good that it's done, but like it's too much. It's too much for everybody. I wish we could go back to those early days. Where like the beginning of the internet, where it wasn't this thing where it was on your phone all the time, and I'm
you
just
can
like, you I know okay, I can go, but
I read a report or I heard a report I should say whether it's true or not I don't know
right
but they're saying that the sale of flip phones is on the rise right now.
I believe it
because people don't want to be connected 24/7, and I get that. If it didn't take so long to text, I'd be all in on that.
You could probably get one that has like, you know,
the full keypad.
Yeah.
Or go back to the BlackBerry.
I would
love to go back to the BlackBerry.
Well, see, now I wasn't thinking the BlackBerry, but to me, cause I had one, but
I still have one. There's one over here. Yeah. But you couldn't go on like Instagram or really do anything great other than like maybe Twitter, maybe Facebook. You're not going to watch a YouTube video on your BlackBerry.
Yeah, and I think that was my favorite phone I ever had to this day was I think it was like the Envy or something.
Okay.
Where it was an LG phone, and it had a screen on the front, small screen, maybe an inch by an inch. Then you flipped it open, and it had a keyboard. You could text, and it had a little screen on the inside, too, with like little speakers on the side. I could like download music. I could look up scores and stuff. A very simple internet. And like, to me, that was the perfect time where like should have been cut off then. And I know lots of people would disagree with me, but I think everybody, like society in general, would be better off for it. But I was going to ask you, do you think before it was just that we were all like ignorance is bliss? Like we just didn't know everything that was going on around us?
Well, absolutely. I think we talked about that before because it was that situation where the news was delivered at 6 p.m. and
right.
The news was then delivered again at 5 a.m. via the newspaper.
Right.
And you could do a little, you could peruse the articles, you could pick and choose what you wanted to ingest from a content standpoint. If you really wanted to dive into a topic, it was going to be, you'd have to go either check out a book from the library or go to your local bookstore and buy a book.
Yeah.
And really just take in all the information that book held. Now we're creating a world based on headlines.
Yeah.
Because there's so many articles that are being created. I can look at a headline and I have formed my opinion when that actual headline has zero to do with the content in the article.
Right.
But I have to move on with my day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit down and read five news articles a day.
No.
I'm going to look at the headlines and then I go back and I'll say something. I'm like, hey, did you hear about this? I'll say that to Adrian.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, but I listened to that or I read that. Did you actually read it?
Right.
Well, no, I didn't actually read it, but that's what I saw in the headline. So that's what I'm going to post about. You get so many people who do the same thing online where they will decipher a post and comment on it. And people will be like, well, did you actually read the article?
Right.
Because this is not part of that article, or this was disproven in the article. Did you watch the, how many people will comment on a video and they'll say, did you get to the end of the video? Cause we addressed that. Like, people don't take in the full amount of content, and a book you weren't meant to read the first chapter of the book and be expected to know how it turns out at the end.
Right. And believe me, I know that from trying to do book reports that way back in elementary school. It does not work.
Well, and then I'll finish.
But, no, what I was going to say is that, like, that's where now, like the news in quotes, like it's like I go on TikTok and even like this dead internet theory thing, like you sent me this TikTok that was kind of explaining it. And he was talking about how, you know, everything's being fed to us and blah, blah, blah. And it's like he's shaking his head while he's doing it. It's like, yeah, you're doing the same thing. You're feeding us this information that's keeping us distracted, too.
The irony of posting a video about that and sharing that content is, while engaging with others, is exactly what that is about.
Right.
Maybe the dead internet theory was created by AI.
I think the dead internet theory is, I don't believe it. Like, well, but go ahead.
So back to the book report thing. Right. You said it doesn't work like that. Back in my junior year of high school, I did a book report. Forgot to read the book before class, read the back summary of the book that appears on the back, filled out all my answers.
Right.
I got 100% on that test.
Nice.
And that's when I knew that high school was bullshit.
Yeah. I think it all depends on your teacher. It's like,
He looks like he wrote enough to make it look like he read the book.
I had teachers.
But even give me a 90%. Come on.
Right. Cause I had teachers that let me do those like choose your own adventure type books for book reports. And I just flip ahead to the shortest one.
We know how quick those can fly through.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you why I think the dead internet theory has some merit.
Okay.
We're sitting back right now.
Uh-huh.
In a time in society where it should be the best of times. It really should. Life is easier than it's ever been. We have the good in the internet. You're always going to have the bad as well, but we have the ability to form our own opinions about anything.
Right.
When we log into these platforms, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, anything, it should be an escape from reality, right? We want to get away from the inbox.
Yeah.
We want to get away from the troubles that you have in the world or whatever's really bothering you.
Yeah.
And we have this ability to create our own reality. And what does it do? It becomes our reality. And it stresses us out more.
Yeah.
It makes us angrier. It makes us jealous of people. And it makes us miss out on things that are really important. And when that kind of stuff happens, it has to make you wonder why.
Right.
Why is this still such a major part of society? If we recognize how dangerous it is, why do we put it in the hands of our kids? Why do we change the entire school curriculum to be focused on technology instead of why do they have to have a screen in front of them 24/7? And the only answer I can come up with is that something is trying to take down the human race, because it will eventually be our downfall. And our brains don't have enough computing power to keep up with the pace of technology.
Yeah, See, I disagree. I think it's more of a convenience thing. It's easier to go online and look things up than it is to go through a Dewey Decimal System.
But I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people that go online and get, they're angry. They're feuding with their families because of, they can't decide whether I should support Russia or Ukraine because I've got something telling me that, Zelensky's a pedophile who has these labs in Ukraine and he's filtering money to the Bidens and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, even when it comes to that, I don't think it's like that somebody necessarily is trying to take down mankind.
It's not somebody. It's the technology that we've created and that has gotten so far out of hand that we don't have control over it.
See, I think it's more just the fact of all the information coming at you at once. There's so many things that, like, when you look at it, it's like, oh, I would have never thought of it like that. But since you have 700 videos coming at your head, I don't think it's something that's on purpose. I just think it's too easy to do now. Me and you can, I could literally record a TikTok right now and upload it, you know, within seconds.
But
where
are
we
you?
Couldn't do that.
But are you?
Am I what?
Are you doing that?
No.
Okay. Do you know anybody that does?
Yes.
How many people, though?
There's plenty of people, like, on my feed where they're posting constantly, constantly, all day.
On your Facebook feed?
Facebook, Instagram, yeah.
And you know all these people. You know these accounts to be real.
Yes.
And they're putting out
lots of information. I mean, if I went
How do you know it's them?
Because their face is in it.
which could be a... people will make fake profiles of people you know from your contact list and pull their images from other stuff and make an account that you would never have any idea that it is not them.
See, I get that, but I think because I don't have a whole lot of people that I'm on there with, I know most of the people on there, but you wouldn't, I can't believe a lot of times, like, how many people are posting. Like, I would say on average, each person is posting like 5 things to their Instagram story a day.
Seriously?
Yeah, tons of it. And it's like, that's every little snapshot of like your day. And
but who's really that, like, I gotta share this. I gotta
majority of people. And a lot of the things I see too, it's like almost the same thing, just tweaked a little different the next day. Like, oh, need my morning coffee. And then you look the next day and it's like me before I have my coffee. And it's like some stupid meme. Then it's a picture with you know, going for a walk or whatever. It's
You're watching it.
Yeah.
Why are you watching it? Why they're posting it. Okay. They have to take the first step and post it.
Right.
Which, whatever. That's on them.
Yeah.
You are making this part of the content that you choose to digest for the day. Why do you care about looking at Joe Schmo's rise and grind?
Well, I don't know what it's going to be, and which it usually is the same thing, but like every once in a while I will come across something where I'm like, oh, that's, I don't mind seeing it. But that's the thing, is I think we're all in that same thing where, like, I don't need to see any of this shit that I look at online all day.
So will you switch to a flip phone?
I'm
thinking about going back to the BlackBerry just to text. Because I watch too much TikTok. I will be the first person to admit that. I watch way too much TikTok.
I got off it for a while too.
Did you?
Yeah, where I deleted the whole app and then I got back on it because I was like, man, I do kind of miss it. But it's something where, like, a lot of times at night, I don't watch TV anymore. I just watch my phone. And it's horrible. It's more isolating to watch your phone.
It is. There's so many couples who will sit there, and my wife and I, we did this for a period of time where she's on one side of the couch, I'm on the other side, and she's watching TikToks, I'm watching TikToks. We share a couple of the TikToks with each other.
Yeah, and it's so terrible. I swear, it's like, because even watching, like, sitting together watching a movie, even if you're sitting separate watching a movie, like, it's not as isolating as being in that little, like, you know, 7-inch phone watching it in front of your face.
Completely.
It's horrible. I wake up, if there's a day where I watch, like, too much on my phone on a weekend, I'll wake up sometimes and it's like my eyes are twitching and stuff. And it's like, it's too
that
much.
That should be a telltale sign to change your ways.
It is. But that's the thing, is I think I listened on a show not long ago where they were talking, I think it was Mojo in the Morning, where they were talking about like how much each of them screen time wise had, and it was
way more
than I would have thought.
That's kind of part of their job though too. They have to kind of know what's going on. But even like now, like I go through these podcasts and aside from ours,
yeah,
and listening to Rogan, there's a couple others I listen to, but it's so repetitive. And I really don't have any interest in it anymore.
No,
I'm growing bored with it very quickly. And it's like the more and more time goes on, the harder it is for me to find things that are entertaining to me. And it's not I'm not getting in the form of TV shows, sporting games, podcasts,
nothing. No, I agree. And I think it's been ever since I started like watching my phone more, because I'm all
your like, attention span's fucked.
It's done for. It's like, okay, Dr. Phil, I watch like stupid Dr. Phil clips. I know it's ridiculous, but I enjoy it. Yeah. And then I watch TikToks and I watch everything I watch is like maximum, you know, 10 minutes. And that's, I know we've talked about that before, but it's bad.
I think I'm really going to consider going with the BlackBerry. I've got the iPhone right now. I like being able to take pictures of the kids. And I'll use it as a backup, but like as my normal thing. Cause if I look at this, I get an update from the news. I get an update from Twitter. I do like to check my stocks on here, but it's just, everything's a distraction. It takes you off course. Yeah. I'm done with it. I hate it.
I get you.
Stay away from me, bots. I'm not going to fall into your trap, AI.
I know.
Nice AI try.
It's scary to think, because I really think that we're on the lower end of the spectrum when it comes to that
stuff. We absolutely are. But we're also, there's some people who don't do any of it.
Yeah, and I think they have the right idea, because it's just too much. The people that like live their life on their phone, it's just, I don't know.
So the final conclusion is dead internet theory. Phil says, no way, Jose. No. Zach says, we'll see one day, I guess. Yeah. Because it could be the bots taking us over and dividing us, because I think we are on the brink of an utter collapse of society.
That I agree with.
There are some telltale signs pointing towards a recession right now. This is how society has been when times are good. We've become more divided, but we haven't really hit hard times yet. So what the fuck is going to happen when those hard times come and we're divided with our neighbor instead of standing together? We're in for something catastrophic, in my opinion, at that point.
Yeah, for some trouble.
So keep listening to us on The Disconnect. Digest some more content. We promise we are not bots. We are two real people just hashing it out in this little tiny basement, trying to find our way in the world. But we will not forget the struggle is real. Thanks for listening to The Disconnect.